Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 332 shows and counting this evening. Everyone, this is so uplifting and inspiring that all of us come together on this radio platform and help the animals in need and distress. They are our animal friends and they deserve to live the best life possible and comfort and freedom and peace and love and happiness. But I want to go over a couple things here. My name is Debbie Dahmer. I am the producer and host for Voices Care for Animals, coming live to you every Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide. You can listen to this show from either the phone, and I can give you that number, area code 310-982-4270, and that's the same number every Thursday evening that you can call in, listen in, or you can listen by the internet, www.blogtalkradio.com/ Voices Care for Animals. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. Give a big shout out to Marty Oakley, TS Radio Network. Happily, she proudly promotes this show every Thursday, and she is a great team player and also a great friend. I want to thank her so much because Voices Care for Animals came on TS Radio Network back in June of 2014 and did, I was a host on her show for 163 shows. And on my 164th show, she helped me get together Animal Advocates Radio and kept the same name, Voices Care for Animals. And here we are at 332 shows. Thank you, Marty Oakley. And she has some hot topic shows during the week. If you would like to listen in, you can find her shows or my shows on the PPJ Gazette. If you press follow on the right-hand column, it will alert you when there's a new news article or a podcast, mine or hers. Voices Care for Animals, or TS Radio Network. She does have great hosts on there, great shows. So everyone, we can always multitask and check it out and help the ones, because she helps out a lot of elderly in need. Her shows are very informative, and you know, where you get a lot of awareness going on. So when people are helping people, you know, that's a wonderful thing. So just another couple things. I will be taking calls later part in the show. So if you want to call in and speak to the guests, you're more than welcome to. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. All these shows are recorded live every Thursday and archived on Blog Talk Radio. A big thank you to Blog Talk Radio, too. And how you can get to that is www.blogtalkradio.com/voices carry for animals. Press whatever link you want and wait a minute to download, and it will play. You can share from the left side of the screen and, you know, share it to your friends, your family, you know, coworkers, neighbors. Get the word out there, the awareness, you know, the prevention, the education, because there's a lot that I do on these shows, you know, I'm not aware of, and I learn a lot from, you know, all these amazing guests on here, you know, stepping up to the plate and helping the animals in need. A big thank you to all these former guests and callers and listeners out there that made Voices Care for Animals a total success. I mean, listening worldwide, I mean, this, and I'm going to keep going. We're winding down for 2021, but we'll be coming back in 2022, coming back even more stronger. So please, everyone, keep spreading the words, keep spreading that share button, because our animals deserve, our animal friends, they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect from every angle. So please do your part, you know, put a little love in your heart and do your part, because that's what we're here for. You know, we are strength in numbers, Ray Bittner. She always tells me that, and it is so very true, because the more of us come together, the faster the changes. So a big shout out to all you animal lovers and advocates out there that's doing your part. You know, you, all of you rock out there and rocking the animals world for positive changes to be made, and keep up the outstanding work you're doing, because together we can make a positive difference. We got to at least try and never get aggravated or quit, because, you know, winners never quit and quitters never win. So, you know, keep that spirit up, keep that motivation and dedication, involvement, and you will, we will make it to see the victories still coming. But I want to go ahead and introduce my guest. He's the first time on the show, and his name is Tom Van Winkle. He is the CEO and executive director at Hinsdale Humane Society in Illinois. How are you doing this evening, Tom? Welcome aboard to Voices Care for Animals. This is wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. Well,
yeah,
I'm so glad to be here. I'm glad I made it. I tell you what, you know, technology, that's my worst part of my life. I couldn't figure Skype out tonight. So thank you so much for having me. And I'm sorry I'm a few minutes late, but
I'm so
honored to be here.
Hey, it's an honor to have you on. You know, this is great. And thanks for all you're doing for the animals out there and Hinsdale Humane Society, because this is absolutely, I mean, encouraging, uplifting. I mean, it's so wonderful what you're doing. But Tom, you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started. Go right ahead.
Sure.
Live and on the air.
I'm live and on the air. All right. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I will. I won't try to bore your listeners too much with my background, but I've been in the animal welfare world for 20 plus years. I didn't start out this way. I actually started out in the business world right out of college and spent some time in the world of finance, and then actually worked for a really great company called Caterpillar, the big yellow machinery you see around. I worked for them for a number of years and really enjoyed myself. But you know, there was something missing in my professional life. I just was missing something. So I started volunteering at the local animal shelter in Peoria, Illinois, and just started walking dogs and cleaning kennels and basically doing whatever they would let me do. And went back to school and got my certification in animal behavior and really fell in love with the industry and with animal shelters. And so just a short 7 years later of volunteering, I landed my first paying gig in the animal welfare world, and I haven't looked back.
Yeah, this is wonderful. I mean, real men, real women, and real children love animals. And animals are so, you know, especially when we have pets at home, you learn to love all animals. I mean, they're so awesome to have. Unconditional love. They deserve the, you know, best quality of care and love and homes. I mean, that's our goals out here to do. And because they can't protect themselves, you know, they can't defend themselves.
Yep.
They're helpless and they're voiceless.
Yep.
So when we see them have good lives, hey, we know we have stepped up to the plate and helped out one another, you know, and it's so meaningful. And, you know, all this time we take to, you know, just like this radio platform, I love standing up and speaking out for the animals with all these amazing guests and listeners and callers. I mean, together we can make a positive difference. We got to at least try. We can't give up. Right.
And you're right about that. Absolutely. And I would like to say that, you know, it takes, you know, it takes a lot of courage for doing what you're doing. And for those folks who stand out in front and speak for the animals, because, you know, there's so much people can do, and it's great. People can do things, you know, volunteering and behind the scenes and helping animals in their way, but to really put yourself out there, because it's not the easiest thing to do when you have many people who disagree and say they're, you know, they're just animals or just dogs or, you know, they're just this and just that. And even though folks like yourself, Debbie, have such a strong conviction of the animals, and it may not seem as heroic or as much of a thing to do from your standpoint, because it's just what you do, right? But it really is, because it's hard to see to stand out there and stand up for your what you believe in when, you know, others don't. When you're all in the same crowd, yeah, it's easy to stand up and say you believe in something, but that's not the case throughout the country. And even pet owners who I love to death, but, you know, they have differing opinions on the care of animals and everything. And so I really appreciate the platform that you're bringing to the movement and just the fact that you're not shy about speaking how you feel.
That's right. Hey, you got to stand tall and don't fall, you know, stand up for what
that's
you
right.
believe in.
Yeah. When you do fall, just get back up. That's all.
Yeah, that's right. If I trip, I'll get back up. You know, it's
there you go.
You know, hey, you got to stand up for what you believe in, no matter if you're standing alone, because sooner or later, somebody's going to be listening. And I've seen that happen many, many times. You know, you just keep going. And don't give up, because once we give up, we automatically lose, and we don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a winner for the animals, not a loser for the animals, you know, so it means so much. You know, we got to keep
absolutely.
It up.
Absolutely. And sometimes people just need, you know, they need someone like yourself and others to take the lead, and they are willing to lend their voice and their strength and their emotion to the cause that somebody others lead. So it's really important. If any listeners are out there, you know, I would encourage people to stand up for their convictions, but know you're not alone, and that, like you said, Debbie, if you say enough, others will start to join you, and they will start to let their voices be heard, because they will, you know, there's many more out there that agree with you. And so it's strength in numbers. And that's where we're, you know, that's my opinion of this whole thing of helping animals. As much as I'd love to say that, you know, I'm going to be the one to make a difference, or you are, or any one individual, it's truth of the matter, it isn't. Very few individuals in our lives, there are a few you could probably name that had such influence, they impacted an entire country or a world, but most of us don't. Most of us need to work together, and to do that takes a community effort, and that's what our animals need. It's all of us doing our part to make sure that they are cared for and well taken care of.
Oh, yeah, because that means so much. I mean, the, when we come together, every organization, every, you know, animal organization out there, every company, whatever, they need, they all need teamwork to make everything happen. And when we have, you know, strong leaders and strong supporters equal to strong victories. And when we see that, Tom, that is our goal, our victories and the good news and the positive news. And the animals can't really thank us. We see it when their lives start changing for the better. And you see them in the happy, you know, happy mode, you know, and living comfortably and the way they're supposed to, living in peace. And I've noticed, you know, standing up for all these animals from different angles, you know, from every animal out there in distress. And then when you see the victories come through, you know, you're not spinning your wheels. You know, you just keep going. You don't stop there. It's just more positive energy to keep going. And I'm going to keep going because I'm not going to give up. I'm relentless. everything.
Well, you and I don't know each other very well, but I don't find that hard to believe, I got to say.
I mean, over 7 years in shows already, podcasts. You know, this is wonderful. And heading to 2022, I'm going to go through there. I'll do as long as I can, you know, because, you know, I have the momentum to do it. You know, I have the strength. I'm psyched out about it because I know I'm using meaningful time and positive time, you know, to see bringing the negative into the positive. It can be done, you know, so. When we work together, hey, the changes go faster. We have to call our legislators, be in contact with them. We just don't want to go out there and vote and leave them alone because then they think everything's smooth. So everybody, your part. Every effort counts out there. And what you're doing out there, you're helping animals. Yes.
The other side is doing that. You know, what the other side is doing is when legislation comes up, they have ways that citizens can send in just a vote or a slip of what side they vote they are for. They don't vote, of course, but they're saying that what they want to support. We've had that here in Illinois just recently with some laws that are trying to ban the sale of puppies and kittens in pet stores throughout the entire state. And what's needed is every pet owner who cares about their pets to, when those kind of things come up, you know, it's simply you go to the internet and there's a website and you just type in and say, I support this bill or I don't or whatever. And when you submit it, then what you just said, you know, instead of just voting for our representatives, they actually see that because the other side, the opposition side is getting all their supporters to do that. And the politicians, right, wrong, or indifferent, are doing a lot of math. They're just adding up, okay, how many people out there my constituents said to vote for this and how many said to vote against it. And I'm not saying they vote exactly like that, of course. They take everything into consideration, but that is a big it sways them because that's what they're supposed to be doing is representing their constituents. So they're going to listen to the number of people that write in and say, hey, we want our animals safe. We don't want puppy mill puppies being sold in pet stores or anywhere, right? So tell them.
That's right, because all our voices, our actions, they do count, everyone. Never think that they don't. And if you have never took action with your representative, it's never too late. I mean, I've helped so many people, you know, teaching them what to do and how to act. And, you know, I say, hey, keep spreading the word because I know so many people that they don't do anything about anything. And I said, you know, what you're telling me, why don't you tell the representative? Because I'm not a state representative. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
You got to go further and you got to take the right step in the right direction. If you want to see change, you got to take action. No questions asked. So everyone, effort counts, you know, phone call. Write that letter.
It adds up.
Yes.
Yep. It adds up. I mean, people don't think their voice counts because if you call in and this has happened to me before, you call in and you get the assistant and you say, you know, I want to tell representative, you know, such and such that I am in support of Bill 1234. And they say, well, thank you very much. I'll let him know or let her know. And the feeling on the other end of the phone is, well, yeah, they're never going to hear that. It doesn't matter. But they actually do. It's surprising because I have a few friends, and I'm not one of them. I think you and I are in the same boat as far as, you know, our legislative capabilities here, Debbie, or I'm worse than you are. But the I have some friends who are really involved with it, and they tell me, they say, you know, those phone calls, even though you walk away feeling like, okay, that was a two-second call. I just said, yes, I am in favor of this, or no, I'm not in favor of that. That the representative doesn't hear that, and they do. The assistant marks it down, says a citizen just called in and said they want you to support this or don't want you to support this. And you hit it on the head. It takes all of us to just not get into that frame of mind that my vote or my voice doesn't count, because it does.
Yes, it does. It's so very important, everyone. And, you know, jot this number down. I got it memorized, Tom, because I've called it so much. But it's for your state representative or senator. Area code 202. Hold on a second. 202-224-3121. And then it's going to either ask your zip code. You give them that, and this is during normal business hours. I think it's 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And then ask them to, you know, connect you with your representative or your senator, and you'll get right through. And after hours and weekends, you can leave a voicemail. So really, 24/7, wow, you can act on to whatever issue you have, you know. So, and please spread the word and that number because – you know, it's so important. I have it in my contacts, even though I memorized it, but, you know, I give that out and say, hey, I even put it out on social media, you know, so mm-hmm. whatever you could do yeah. out there, I mean, spread it on, you know, I'm on Facebook and I got, you know, I'm admin on the several groups on Facebook and pages. So I want to get it out there too, you know, and Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest. I mean, so I'm a member for all of them, and I want to keep doing this because it gets the word out when you have a lot of followers and friends, but not all of them are active. But once you press that share button or the retweet or, you know, whatever you do, it's getting it in that news feed, which is so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
The like button doesn't serve any justice or the mad sign or the happy sign. Ha ha. Or the crying one. But press that share button because
I'm terrible
means
at that
lot
stuff
right there. You know, so bringing justice. And that's what it takes.
I agree. Yep. You're right.
Yeah, you know, I got the kitten, the barn cat, a friend gave him to me. And Tom, I've named him, I'm always fighting for justice. He was born in a barn, okay, 6 months mm-hmm. old. And my friend's horse was out there. And she said, you know, she want me to put it on social media to see if it find a home. And so when I met the cat, I said, no, the home's going to be at my house now. You know, so I said, I'm going to even name him Justice. I'm always fighting for justice or victory.
There you go. Perfect. Yep.
And
that's
I
awesome.
Love that, you know, and he is so happy. And it made him happy. He don't have to be. He thought he hit the lotto.
Well, I bet he did. Absolutely.
Yes. But
I mean,
see
barn,
how
you know,
one
barns
life
are better
can
than outside, but still.
Right there.
That's
bam.
Right.
You know, so whatever you can do, I mean, adopt, don't shop, you know, help those animals' lives, healthy, adoptable animals that's in them, you know, their goal is to, hey, a TLC home, because you know the animals get stressed out in the shelters, you know, they want to be loved like all the other animals and be, you know, cared for. At least they're safe where they're at. But once you mm-hmm. get out there and they get in a good home and see happiness, you know, the three pets here, you know, they was, you know, the Justice, the Barn Cat, and Serenity was, you know, she was abandoned. She's a Siamese. And my one friend had her for 5 years, but they had too many dogs. And I was like, why? What is going on? And then the Sugar Bear, she was at the Humane Society and came in as a stray. And she's a happy camper, you know, too. She's spoiled rotten. She's an Alaskan Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And so when I was in there, I had a moment when I was looking at all the dogs, and it was so touching. And I looked at them. They was all looking at me because I was the only one in there, you know, looking at them. And they looked at me, and they wasn't even barking. And I looked at them. I said, I hope all of you find a good TLC, you know, because it's like, wow. It was very touching. I wanted to see them all get home. You know, and, I said, hey.
Well, I just got an email now about a dog that was adopted from us in a TLC home, and the adopters will send back pictures once in a while. And so I literally, my phone just buzzed, and I just took a glance to see what, you know, if somebody needed something from me, but it wasn't. It was an adopter sending back in pictures of a husky they adopted from us just last week and thanking my staff for,
wow,
you know, bringing
awesome.
This dog to their life. So it's always a really nice thing. You know, I'd encourage people who have adopted out there to, you know, to do that for your or whatever organization you adopted from. You know, you just it takes 2 seconds. So throw a few pictures in there. Say, you know, say how grateful you are to have that pet in your life. Because I'll tell you what, you know, the rescue people, you know, see a lot of sadness, and they work really hard, and they see a lot of things that could really bring them down because animals aren't cared for all the time. So when they hear back from someone who adopted and just says, hey, you know, such and such is doing great, they, you know, it really brightens their day. My staff, I mean, I'll walk in sometimes and they're all laughing and almost having a party. I'm like, what is going on here? And they're like, such and such, you know, the guy adopted last week. We heard that he's doing great in his new home. And they're having like a little celebration because it made him so happy. So, you know, if I can tell your listeners that, you know, if you've adopted, you know, don't be afraid to just reach out once in a while and they'll remember. It's amazing. My staff remembers animals' names from years ago. And they remember them, and they love to hear things back.
See, that's wonderful. They have to, you know, it's a good feeling, and it's inspiring. I know I've done it too. I mean, you take them mm-hmm. few minutes and let them, hey, they're happy and they're doing good. And you know,
yep.
they made that visit. And please, everyone, just and go to the nearest shelter and see what you can do. You can volunteer, spend time with the animals, foster, adopt.
Yep.
I mean, you can meet your new best friends or the furry loved ones, because once they walk through that door, your door, they're automatically loved ones. And it's awesome,
yep.
you know, and they love to be included. They love to be, you know, cared for, talked to, fed. I mean, their company is so, it's so uplifting, inspirational. You can't go wrong. You know, they want to be in their home and be cared for. It's not asking much. You know, they rely on the food and water and taking to the vets, you know, making sure they're in good health and spend quality time with them because they love that. I know these pets in this household, they love attention. They're all spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
And they love you to talk to them because if you don't talk to them, they'll think they're mad at them.
Of course, absolutely.
So we all know that feeling if you're an animal lover, you know, or you have the furry loved ones in your home. So we have to do what's best here and help, you know, 2022 is coming up the sidelines. So we got to all come together and, you know, whatever we could do better in 2022 and help these animals, you know, help save lives. A healthy adult,
yep.
you know, adoptable animals, you know, to do it, you know, encourage your family members or your relatives, your coworkers, your neighbors, whatever. Hey, you want to get a good pet, go to the nearest shelter because they have
yep.
so many. They're all needing a home. Okay. And when you hear when they get put down, it's so sad and heartbreaking, you know, and then when the Cross Posters, a big shout out to them. I see them going through news feed all the time, you know, helping save animals' lives. Some of them get adopted, some get rescued, some don't. And the time allowed to get them to safety is not good. So we need some, you know, some shelter reform here and even more adoption events. You know, I've seen them where they put the animals up for adoption in the newspapers, on the news. I mean, I think that's wonderful. And it's more for
the mainstream absolutely.
Media.
All that stuff is, yep, without a doubt. And we're a big push right now. And so I'm involved with a national organization that we are trying to, our goal is to bring resources and the correct information to pet owners, I call them pet parents, to see if we can't help people keep their pets. Because everyone who gives a pet up isn't because they don't like the pet or don't want it anymore. Sometimes they find themselves in a tough way. They're trying to decide whether they're putting, you know, food on their table or taking care of the pet, or they may have a big vet bill, things of that nature. And you know, just a quick story, and this is about a year and a half ago, my dog Freckles was 15 years old, and it was a Saturday night, and she went into medical distress. And I've been doing this job for many, many years, and I thought, you know, I should know what to do in this case, but I panicked because she's my pet, right? She was my little girl, and I panicked and didn't know what to do. And so I start going through the internet, and I start searching for an emergency veterinarian that I could take her to. Well, not only did that yield a ton of veterinarians, but it was COVID. And so there was very little indication about which places were open on a Saturday night at all, but which ones were open during COVID on a Saturday night. So I was really struggling finding some help. And then I kind of snapped to it, and I remembered I have friends in the vet industry and called them, and they directed me where to go. But at that time, so because of that event, because of that situation, I started a group. It's an organization called the American Association of Pet Parents, and it's an organization that helps pet owners, people own their pets, with resources, with information. Sometimes it's just levity. Sometimes it's just, you know, writing in and telling us your story, just the chance to get, you know, tell us the great story about your pet. Coming and interacting with us so that we can help people get the information they need when they need it to help them and their pets live a nice, long, happy, loving life together. You know, the internet is a wonderful thing in many ways, but one of the troubles of the internet is that there's so much information out there that you never know, you know, what can be, you know, what's coming from a trusted source. You know, companies can pay and they get their name in the first, you know, right at the top of the search list. So, you know, it may or may not be good information. It's just somebody who paid money to have their name at the top of the search list. And so pet owners really can't tell whether they're getting great information or not. So we started this organization, and our whole mission, we're a nonprofit, and our whole mission is to help keep pets in their home however we can. And we'd love for your listeners to check us out and see what's going on, and get involved if you'd like to help, you know, become a member, just join our community, get our newsletter, just see what's happening out there. And then, you know, tell us, talk back to us. We have ways, there's forms on there. You can write into us and tell us about your pet or ask questions or tell us, you know, what resources do you need? You know, we're going out and working with companies to get discounts on their products and services so that we can help people save money. With the idea that, you know, if COVID or whatever reason has created a financial challenge for you, for a person, if we can save them a little bit of money on pet products or pizza or whatever it might be, that's a little more money in their pocket that they can, you know, they can set aside for if their pet were to have some type of medical issue or need some special treatment.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, hey, whatever we can do, right? Get involved in a big...
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
like you said,
we do it. It's all together, right? It's everybody. So it's you know, the idea is that not one person, you know, I'm definitely not the right person who has the answers to everything, but I go out, and that's why I came on your show today, because I'm like, you know, here's somebody who's well-respected, has a great show, can get our word out, but really someone who I want in my corner so that, you know, we can learn from you and your listeners so that we can help others, right? Because you've been doing this, like you said, for 7 years. So you have a wealth of knowledge that a lot of us don't have, you know, and I need to find out how to get that so I can then help spread the word and, you know, along with you. You're doing it through your podcast. How else can I get some of your great information, some of your great guests' information, you know, out to the pet owners? Because remember, most pet owners aren't like you and I. You know, they don't have a podcast about animals. They don't go to a shelter every day and work in a shelter. They live their life. They go to their office, and their pets are a hugely important part of their family, but it's not their whole life like it is with us. And so when they need an answer, if they're, let's say their dog is eating grass, right? That seems very common to you and I, but it might be a new pet owner might go, I don't understand why my dog's eating grass. What's that mean? What's going to happen? And it might be something as simple as that. If they have a nice, safe source, they can go, we can trust what's on this website. It's not the only information out there. It's not the only trusted information, but it's a gathering. We've gone out and we talked to veterinarians. We talked to behavior specialists. We talked to nutritionists. We talked to the people that really know, and we bring their voices to one spot. So then somebody can go to our site and go, oh, my dog's eating grass. He or she might be throwing up soon. I better be careful. So,
right.
Or not.
Education, you know, giving, you know, very important information to all the people out there, you know, because we, you know, we always say, hey, we learn something new every day. And when you open your ears and your eyes and your mouth, we keep learning and from one another. And Tom, you do a podcast. Are you currently on a podcast what's her name? Deborah's? I seen that on the internet.
It's actually Courtney. Courtney's Corner. It's called the Pedestal.
Okay.
And I was on a podcast. I was on a podcast with Deborah Hamilton.
That's it, Deborah Hamilton.
Deborah Hamilton. Yes. Deborah Hamilton is a wonderful, wonderful person. She helps. She helps in those situations where there is some. Maybe there's a family acrimony around the pet, like one, you know, maybe there's a split up, maybe there's some, you know, trying to decide what to do with the pet. And she is the voice for the pet because, like you said, they're completely voiceless. So when, let's use a divorce as an example, you know, you might have both people fighting over the pet. Well, the pet is now stuck in the middle, right, and doesn't understand anything that's going on. So Deborah and her work, she helps people prepare and plan for what is in the best interest of the pet. And tries to put aside, you know, some of those emotional types of things that the people might be going into, and tries to take those aside and says, okay, let's look at the pet's best interest. Now, I hope I would love for Deborah to be listening. Deborah, if you're listening, and I just hacked that up, I apologize. So I'd say go look up Deborah Hamilton, and you can see exactly what she does. But she's an absolutely wonderful person, and I would highly recommend people listening to her podcast. But we also have one on the association side, so it's called the Pedestal. Just coming out, we're going to be interviewing some really great people, and we have one of my team members, Courtney Wennerstrom, is our interviewer, our podcaster, and she's a delight. So look for that also out there coming up there.
Oh, this is wonderful. Yeah, you're more than welcome to announce these podcasts on here. You know, co-host. We're standing up for all the animals all along the coast, right? Yeah.
That's right. And I'll take the good. Midwest. You can go on the East Coast, I'll take the Midwest. We got to find somebody out west to help us out.
That's it. I'll find them sooner or later, okay?
There you go.
Yep.
They're out there getting suntans on the beach, so we'll have to get them off the beach.
Yeah, the podcasters out there standing up. You know, big thank you. That's wonderful. Yep.
Yeah, we'll definitely shout this one out. This is wonderful, and getting the word out there. And your guests are great. So this is fun.
Yes, I Tom, I loved on these shows. I mean, they're so meaningful, and I learn a lot. And it's getting the word out. I mean, listening worldwide, people can tune in. I've had guests coming out from other countries. They have to call in like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. But, I was like, don't fall asleep.
That's right.
But I mean, look, Paris. I'm going to
mention another group that Deborah's involved with. And Debbie, you may be involved. Are you involved with Rebound Dog?
Yes, Spencer.
That's, I talk about international, right? There's a guy who's trying to do. I mean, there's another great guy. He's doing things internationally, trying to bring people around. I mean, he is bringing people from around the world to speak about how to help animals from a national standpoint, because every country has their own different customs and laws, and so getting everyone into some space to talk. I thought you were involved with some of those conversations.
Oh yeah, he's been on my the podcast several times, Spencer Hodges.
Yeah.
And on Rebound Dog, that is awesome, and he's going to be coming on next year too. So I mean, he's doing a great job bringing people together, and I tell you that I see things where from these shows, and I don't want to be bragging or anything, but a lot of my guests get connected and work together, and it's like wow, and see their photos together. I mean. Oh, what a great feeling, Tom. You know, it's just a human chain reaction taking action. And that's teamwork.
Yep.
All the way. You know, so.
That's what it takes, right? That's
wonderful.
What we talked about. It takes a village. You know, it takes a village. It takes, you know, it takes everything. It takes people, you know, it takes all your listeners doing stuff. And, you know, for our association, it takes people becoming members so that they can help, you know, that everything can go back and help the people that don't have the resources. You know, that's one of our biggest exciting things is putting programs together that are helping communities where just wonderful, wonderful people, wonderful families. They're just down on their luck. You know, they just, for whatever reason, life is kicking them in the teeth, but they absolutely love their pets. They take great care of their pets. I mean, sometimes we're like, you know, take better care of your pet than you do yourself. We need to help you because helping them will help their pets. And like you had said, you know, from the I loved how you said, you know, go adopt, don't shop, you know, so all those adoptions is so wonderful getting them out of the shelter. But if we can help also keep the animals from coming into the shelter, that means there's more room in the shelter for those that do end up there. Because you know, as much as I'd love to say there'll be a world one day where there's no stray animals, I just think that realistically, you know, probably not in my lifetime. But we can definitely take a chunk out of it, and we can keep the space open for those that really find that the animals really need that help. I mean, we're seeing when you said your barn cat. I mean, oh my gosh, there's so many kittens this year. COVID has caused a huge outpouring of kittens being born because everything was shut down last year. So none of the kittens, not none, but you know, very lot less number of kittens were being spayed or neutered, and they were roaming and they were procreating, and now we have kittens galore.
Oh yeah.
So
and so,
so
we
open
got
your house up, Debbie. We got some more cats coming your way.
You got I could name them Victory and Liberty.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
The freedom. That would be wonderful, huh? I know
that's
the,
right,
one
exactly.
Of the supporters of the show, Ray Bittner, her name is Mama Cat. She calls in a lot. I hope she calls in this evening. But she's a former guest on the show. And, she, you know, she takes care of 125 stray cats and colonies and a heart
of
gold. Isn't that something? I mean,
that
and then she crosses
incredible.
Over and helps other animals out there. You multitask like I do. But I said, that's a lot of cats.
That's a lot
to take
of
care
kids.
Of.
Yeah, it is.
And her, I mean, she's just wonderful and out there. And that's why I call her Mama Cat, over 125 of them. And she's just doing her part, you know, and she's got her grandkids, Skylar and Allie on there. And, you know, they came on the show one time. They were guests. Skylar was, and he was just answering all the questions. And I said, check you out. You're a future advocate, you know, keeping up, helping your grandmother
that's right.
out. And it was wonderful. Well,
those efforts really do need help. I mean, because again, that's tough work what she's doing, and 125 of them. That's amazing.
Yes,
absolutely
out there
amazing.
In Colorado, and I got a caller calling in, and I she must her ears must be burning because she's calling in.
There you go.
Hey, Mama Cat, you're live and on the air. Meow.
my ears was burning.
There she is. Meow.
Meow. I'm doing good. Just got back from feeding all the kitties. Everybody's doing good.
All right.
Glad to hear it. That's awesome.
Yeah. You're great, Ray. Well, you're out there. They must love you. They see you coming, and they know what's up. You know, they...
Well,
they,
we got snow coming, so I had to go get... I picked up 10 bales of straw and went and pulled all the old straw out of their houses, because they all have houses, you know, and stuffed everybody back full of straw today, because we might have snow this evening.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
But it's getting cold at
already,
night, you know,
huh?
It's that time of year, yeah.
Well, you can keep you can keep that out there in Colorado, there, Mama Cat. I'm in Chicago. I'm not looking forward to the snow.
Hey, you get your share, that's for sure.
Yeah, we do generally.
I grew up in Wisconsin, and
oh, you know it well.
In Chicago, so I know Chicago quite well.
There you go. That's great.
Yeah, I've seen plenty up in, was raised up in Columbus, Ohio, so I know all about snow and ice and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, cold. Yep.
Hey, Tom,
how did you get donations? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm doing kind of a little on the lighter side of what you're doing. I connected with the local Humane Society, and a lot of times people surrender their animals because, like you were saying, medical costs, they can't afford it, especially seniors, and surrendering their animals because they don't have adequate housing, they can't take care of, they can't afford the food. And so we get a lot of donations, and we donate the food to the people. If they bring their animal into the Humane Society, they call me. For those type of situations. If it's a fencing, like one old guy, his fence blew over in that we had some pretty bad windstorms, and so he couldn't contain his dog, and he's, you know, 87. He can't walk him because the dog's a bigger dog. And so we just grabbed three or four people. We went over there and dug new post holes, stood his fence back up, and, you know, that's one dog that's not in the Humane Society.
Oh, my God.
You know,
that's
phenomenal.
I love it.
If people could do just that, it would make such a big difference. You know, and some of these people, they're not asking for handouts. They're basically, you know, just stuck in a bad spot temporarily. And if we can just help them through those rough spots, that's animals that don't go to the shelter. And I feel the same way about feral cats. I didn't know anything about feral cats till I moved into this house, and there was cats everywhere. And I had a dog, a rescue, and she was raised to kill cats. I mean, it's just what they did to her. And so I couldn't have any of them in the yard, you know, so I called the shelter. And they told me, we'll send somebody over to help you. I was like, okay. So this lady came over, Barb Jones, local lady, and she taught me everything about trapping and setting up houses and a feeding station and how to take care of the pooping problem to keep them out of people's yards. And, I mean, it just went nuts for me from there. And, like, Debbie was telling you earlier, I have 125 cats that I feed, and those are just the colonies that I don't have caretakers for. We have many, many more cats in town, but we have, you know, set up caretakers, and the colonies we don't have a caretaker for, those are the ones that I feed. So, you know, I mean...
That's incredible. I'm just so impressed. And Debbie, I have to apologize. I'm gonna ask you tomorrow after we're all done here. I'm gonna ask you for Mama Cat's contact information so I can steal her away for a future podcast for us, because this is just too good to pass up. I mean, this is information that even if we didn't turn somebody into the same level that you are, but if someone could learn how to, keep keep the one cat from disturbing a neighbor. Maybe the neighbor wouldn't call animal control, and that cat could live a good life, right? If they could look at, they would take after one cat instead of 125. But if they can just watch that one cat and help that particular little kitty, you know, anything people can learn, and they can learn they're not, you know, that feral cats aren't, you know, not to be afraid of it, not to dislike them, and not to try to hurt them, you know, and all that kind of education stuff. But I just think it's wonderful, and would love to, you know, reach out to you at some future date there. And again, Debbie, I do apologize. I guess I shouldn't be stealing your guests on your show.
No, you can take.
I hope you're a good collaborator, and you'll let me do that.
Hey, I sent you a friend request, Tom.
All right, excellent.
All right, no, hey, you could take it. I even sent you to the station. I don't have SQTV out in India. I put several guests on that show. So if you see any of them through my, you know, the links of former shows, I will connect you in a heartbeat, okay? Because that
strength in numbers, we share.
That's right. And the guest I'm having on next week, Diane Lynn Echo, We Love Pit Bulls, when she had her podcast, I hooked her up with all kind of guests. I mean, we worked together, and she sent me some.
Pitbull Diane, all right.
We're going to be discussing Justice Ornella, the pit bull. Oh, my goodness, this story is so horrific. But we're, you know, I'm going to have her back on next week, and there's no limit on how many times a guest can come on, you know. So, excuse me, if you see one, Tom, you know, look through my former shows. I will connect you in a heartbeat, okay?
Well, even I for appreciate Deborah, that. Thank you so much. And we will do the same thing.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it's...
Well, these are the people, hey, these are the voices we need to get out there, right? That's why we have them on, because they have the voices we need to have out there. So it's important to have them heard from as many different opportunities as possible. So people keep hearing it over and over again. You know, what is it? The magic number of seven. Somebody has to hear something seven times before they change their behavior. So we need to have, you know, well, mama cats on there at least seven times so that people can hear the message and then they start to act.
Yeah, this is wonderful, mama cat, isn't it? I mean, this is so uplifting. Wow.
I'm glad I called in.
Yeah, because I'm glad you called in too. Because, you know, Tom, she's part of the Voices Care for Animals family, you know, so she calls in a lot and supports it and helps shares, and she multitask on the helping animals out. And she even has in her on the property, do her live deers come up, and she'll send me pictures of the raccoons, and it's awesome. She's just a big-time animal lover all the way.
Yes, you know what? I think she's found more than 24 hours in a day. If she's caring for 125 cats and doing all that, that means she has some secret. She's getting like 30 or 35 hours out of a day, because that's a lot of work.
I know. I mean, it's right, Ray. You have them, and it's like, wow, they look up to her. They respect her. They love seeing her. They don't fear you. Animals know when you're an animal lover. They can have vibes. You know, they know. And I bet
I put water out for all animals every day. I have 22 buckets and bowls that I put out of fresh water around my yard for, I mean, these deer are huge. We got big deer here. And they come right in the yard. They drink their water right alongside of the cats. I've never had an issue with any. I mean, I've got pictures of raccoons, skunks, the deer, the cats, all on the sidewalk drinking, and not one of them is fighting.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Water is a necessity.
That is
what part of Colorado
amazing.
Are you in?
I'm in Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs, okay. Excellent.
Yep, yeah, right at the foot of Pike Peak. I got everything over here.
She's got one big sanctuary.
Sounds that way. I think I know where I want to retire.
I have to keep my finger close to the mute button because I've got four Catahoula dogs. And when the sirens start going, they start howling, and you can't hear anything because they're all singing.
My guy hasn't gone up. I'm in the basement tonight. My little guy just likes to be near me, my little beagle chihuahua mix. So Frank just hanging out behind me sleeping, as long as he knows where I'm at, so he's content.
They are, pets are so fun to have. I mean, never a dull moment, you know. They love to spend time with them. They have their own personalities, and it's wonderful, you know. You got to,
and that's why it's so important to help people keep pets at home. Because 90% don't want to give up their animals, but they come upon hard times or a medical condition, or, you know, stuff happens, and they're crying all the way there. It's not like they're doing it, you know, to be mean or just to dump them.
Yep.
Some people just don't, like you say, don't have the resources. And I'd love to get in touch with you after the show or another day and talk about that, because that's kind of what I'm trying to do here, is just set up a resource link. There's a lot of resources. People just don't know where they are, how to find them. And you know as well as I do, Google searches are only as good as how much money they pay to get on the top engine search.
Yep, yep.
And
there's
a lot of resources in almost every area. People just don't know about them. And I've got a huge list, you know, and if I get people that call me or text or email or, you know, so many ways, they're just amazed at how many, like, food pantries or vet assistants or vets that'll work with you, or, you know, the help is abundant.
We need to talk because, yeah, we'd love to get those resources and put them on our platform as well. So again, the more places that can, you know, where people can get to them and see them, we would love to work with you on that. Get that word out there. Tell them all the work you're doing to find those resources and give them the help. Because you're right, we have a room in our shelter. It's called the bereavement room, and you know, it is sometimes for people who must put their, you know, it's time for their animals to end of life. But it's used just as often for people who are giving up their pets, and like you said, they're just so sad and heartbroken that we give them a special room so they can collect themselves and say goodbye in their own way without having to have the public staring at them, because it is such a personal thing, and it's heartbreaking to our team. Because, you know, they don't want the people to be sad. They know that this pet should be staying with that owner, but they just, like you said, think something's in their life has reached the point where they just can't keep the pet for whatever reason.
Yep.
Right.
And Tom and Mama Cat, I want to go down there a couple minutes, but once you get it together about this podcast with Mama Cat, let me know and I'll help promote it, okay, on all my pages and everything, from LinkedIn to – you know, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. I'll be putting it out there. No problem at all.
Awesome.
This is wonderful, you know. And I'll send you the main link, Tom, to look over the shows. And whoever you want hooked up with, I will connect you. And, you know, and it won't take that long, because I do have the information. You know, it takes teamwork to see the victories, and that's what we're in it
that's
for.
That's right.
We are in it to win it, not lose it. But everyone, I'm looking forward to you come back on air in 2022. I'll be getting a hold of you. This has been another outstanding show, and thank you everyone for tuning in. And Mama Cat, I always appreciate you calling in and the support you have for the show and everything. Keep up the outstanding work you're doing. And everyone, like I was saying earlier, Dianlin Echo, we love Pit Bulls Facebook page or group on, and she'll be coming on. We'll be discussing Justice Renela, and it's going to be another great one. So please spread the word out there. You know, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide, and visit www.HinsdaleHumaneSociety.org or
yes,
on Facebook
you.
Also. Yeah, I had to bring that up. And also on Twitter, if you just search Hinsdale Humane Society, press like and see how you can help out. Okay, everyone, thank you all for tuning in. And hope you tune in next week. Keep, you know, getting the word out there. Let it go viral. Paw in hand. United we stand.
United we
against
stand.
Against all animal cruelty and neglect across the
land.
Good night, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. Good night, Tom. Good night, Mama Cat.
Good night. Thank
Big
you.
Hugs.
Night,
Dad.
Thanks for another great show.
Bye, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for all you're doing.